is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, Jill Serkin.
Oh, it's week two, another week I'm in here.
I know, 2 weeks running.
It completely threw me, you know.
Yeah,
Paul,
yeah, I'm severely damaged by it.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to sort of lounge on my chaise longue this morning, and because I thought I did it all last week, you know, rolled in and everything, and here I am again.
I know.
Yeah, a bit much, really.
Yeah, Birdie was away last week.
She's skiing in the Alps or cycling up the
she
Alps.
She was cycling up a Alp.
How is she?
Sore, I would imagine.
I would think so. Walking like John Wayne.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
She will have the padded shorts, though.
Yeah, yeah, she's got all the equipment.
Yeah. Have you spoken to her? Is she alive? Or?
No, I haven't. I've been following her on Facebook and Instagram. But
you couldn't keep up?
Well, I could keep up with her cycling up the Alp. I couldn't keep up with her cycling down it. That was the long and short of it, I think.
Has she got one of those GoPros on?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Cool.
Hello, Bird.
Yeah, anyway, Bird will be back with us next week, but we're going to suffer the second week in a row of Mrs. Serkin.
Yeah, I thought I was retiring.
Yeah. Cool. Anyway, thank you, Jules, for joining us.
Who might our sponsor be?
Well, I was just going to tell you, if you want flexible training solutions for the glass and glazing industry and wider construction sector, then you need www.fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Fit for trade,
yeah.
And what do they do exactly?
They're a glazing training company.
You know, sometimes when I'm with you, I do actually find myself glazing.
Yeah.
Over.
See, she had to set that one up, didn't she, really? Yeah.
Very excited about our guest in the studio.
Yeah, the other one hadn't shown up, Linda.
No, but Lorraine Fuller has been here bright and perky on time. I made her a little tea. I hope it was up to expectations.
It was very nice. Thank you very much.
Good. So Lorraine Fuller is in. You can find her company, award-winning, on www.ddautosashford.co.uk. Very excited because we've been chatting about catalytic converters.
We have indeed.
Have you?
Did you know I had mine stolen?
I know you had your Honda CAC stolen.
Oh, and it gave us such a... I mean, you're knowing the business, but it's a real hassle. So I got climbed in to take my elderly mother off home because she can't get in my sports car. She's 89. So I get her in the wagon, you know, the CRV. Is it a CRV? Honda CRV?
Sounds right. Yeah.
And we got in and it was this really bad noise as only a car without a catalytic converter. I was like a boy racer. And we looked at each other and I said, I can't drive you in that, Mum. It's too embarrassing, you know, down the high street. And so we clambered out and then I drove it to the garage and they said your catalytic converter's been nicked. And apparently...
We don't all speak like that, by the way, sorry. Yeah.
Well, all right, love. Your converter's been nicked, innit?
And there was a whiff of grease, you know, as he said it.
Yeah.
And but apparently it's an epidemic absolutely all through the UK. And my insurance company said that the very week that they took mine away, there'd been another lady in Herne Bay, I'm in Whitstable, with the same car. So they love the Hondas and they like quite a lot of Japanese cars, apparently. And the BBC Rip Off Britain contacted me from my Twitter and they want to do a show on it. But they said that they've got videos and it takes about 90 seconds to remove one. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Jill? I would agree with that. We're based on Alptall Park and obviously have lots of businesses around us. We've had many a story where vehicles have been parked out on the road, even in premises, and they've got like sprinter vans and they've been nicked.
What's a sprinter van?
Mercedes Sprinter. So it's a big long wheelbase vehicle.
What is it about cats that make them nickable?
They're worth a lot of money.
It's the metals.
Yeah, it's just the metals in it.
Is it titanium, I think?
Something like that.
Yeah. I know they have.
What she means is she's not quite
I'm
sure.
I'm not quite sure. That's where I'd usually default and go, let me ask my dad or my brother.
Yeah, because there was... I don't want to get into this because we don't. I just got through telling Lorraine that we don't do rants on this program, and then I'm going to do a rant again.
Actually, Lorraine, let me butt in here. He rants on every show without fail, and so do I.
Oh, okay.
But the fact was that the government and the EU introduced catalytic converters many years ago as a way of taking particulates out of exhaust is. But what they never worked out was that it's as environmentally bad to make a catalytic converter as it is to take the particulates out. So it was a pointless exercise at the end of the day. Because you've got these rare chemicals that go to make a converter.
But then taking it one step further, you go back to where you had your Volkswagen or a lot of the motors, the big brands, and issues around things that they were putting in so they could meet the emissions.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously getting themselves into trouble because of that.
Yeah, and fudging the software. I can say it, you can't. Yeah.
I can't say it,
really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they got caught big time, didn't they? Got fined billions, Volkswagen, for
that's
that.
That's right. I remember now.
And in fact, the Volkswagen CEO in America was jailed.
Was he?
Mm.
Okay. Well, because it is fraud.
Yeah, yeah. It's
after
fraud.
After all.
Yeah. Because although it's EU emission standards, the Americans have their own standards as well, which are actually higher than the EU, and they'd fudge those too.
But may I get back to my catalytic converter?
If you know where it is.
Because the hassle is, first of all, my excess was £350 on the thing, on the insurance. Then I'm supposed to get a car, you know, that they give me while mine's being done. Yeah. The car turned up, it was about that big. Now, I've got a 4x4, you know, and we were going to Wales with the family, with my elderly mum, the dog, and they gave me this bubble car. So I asked the insurance company if I could order a bigger car and pay extra, because apparently on my policy, I couldn't have a like for like. So I said, yeah, I'll pay the extra. And they cocked it up completely. So we had to squeeze into my Merc sports car with the dog, my mother, all our luggage, my new husband. And there's pictures of us, you know, on Twitter, like absolutely crammed in on this 6-hour journey to the thing. So it's the whole hassle that happens. And they also...
Should have put a padlock on your catch.
Should have done.
Yeah.
But also, what I hated about the insurance is I have a brilliant garage near me. As you said, your clients and your customers tend to be in a what?
More
nine,
local.
9-10 mile radius.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go to Faversham and I've used them for years, Auto World. Hello, Graham. And... My insurance company made it very difficult for me to use my local garage. So my car was there. We'd driven it there. But insurance company was happy to bring their bloke out, take it from there,
yeah.
You know, drag it along on a hooking thing. All that time and effort.
Yeah. Insurance companies do that because they have bulk agreements with people.
Yeah.
If you're really bullshy with them, you can force them into using who you want to use, yeah? Because legally, they can't force you to use their people. They do try to do it.
But they use it in a jargon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And most people just give in because they don't care. They just want their car
fixed. But they actually said, if I used my garage, I couldn't have the hire car.
Yeah, yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But, you know, you have to understand why they do it. They do it because they buy it in bulk, you know, because... We look at it. I can't remember what it was. It was something I did to a car years ago. And I rang the insurance company and I went, I've done this. And they went, oh, okay, don't worry about it. We'll get someone to fix it. I said, well, I know someone that will do it. And I've had a quote and it was like £400. And they went, no, we'll do it. And the people that did it charged them £2,100. And you think, suckers.
Yeah.
But then that's why my premiums are so high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole thing about theft. But my neighbour had a car stolen from his drive while he was in bed about 9 o'clock. He's a baker, so he gets up really early, goes to bed early. And somebody was in the house and they just nicked his BMW, quite a nice custom one, I think, by their iPad with the new lock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get a lot of that happening?
I'm not familiar with a lot of that stuff happening. Certainly with deaths from home. But yeah, it's as technology moves on, certainly in the motor trade, those things are...
People still have a tendency to leave their keys on the hall table, and that's too close to the door.
And why shouldn't you? It's your bloody house.
That's how they get done.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because
so many meters.
No, you can buy a scanner that will pick it up. Yeah. But you've got to be within a couple of feet of the keys. If you didn't leave your keys near the front door, and we all do it, but if you didn't, they couldn't do it. But they can stand outside your front door with a scanner and they can pick up the emissions from the key and open your car.
Yeah, I read that.
Once you've got it open, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been, but I don't know how many metres it is.
It's not very far.
So I've been putting my Merc keys into another room at the back.
Which
room? That would be enough. into a little boy's room. New husband's room, actually. Yeah, into his dressing room. They could come down the back passage and do that.
They could do that.
Dustbins
are. Ooh, missus. Yeah. apparently, Linda's en route, stuck in traffic.
Well, aren't we all? She's probably on the M...
Something or other.
20 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of building around Ashford.
There is a lot of building.
Houses going up and motorways and...
Yeah, yeah. You
know, all changed.
All kinds of things. We're just about to start, once planning permission has been approved, on a new movie studio as well.
Are we?
Yeah, Netflix are basing their European movie studios in Ashford.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean they'll film films there?
That's what they normally do in studios.
Wow. Like, what was the old one in the old days in London? Shepton, down Wimbledon way, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was,
there
was Shepton Studios and there was Paramount Studios and...
It's Pinewood, isn't it? But that's a bit further up.
Pinewood.
And where, sorry?
Pinewood.
Yeah. Pinewood, yeah. Pinewood was the big one, yeah.
And Disney, of course, you know. Yeah. Must mention them.
Anyway, listen, enough of this waffle.
Yeah. No, it's my catalytic converter. Hugely important.
Is your car back?
It is, and you know what? As part of this Rip Off Britain, the lady has invented something that you can put on the converter. So I was asking my burglar alarm man about it.
Terry Roffey.
Yeah, my burglar alarm man. If there was something I could paint on it, like, you know, anti-theft paint.
This is Jules's cat converter. Get your hands off.
But this lady has invented something, so I need to pass the details on to you.
Okay.
So that if it's stolen, if it goes to a scrapyard all around the country, which it will do, it will click up that it belongs to someone. Which is the guy that had his BMW stolen actually got it back, which is very rare. And the police said that they were being stolen all around the country. And it was found because the guy that bought the BMW took it to the garage and they said, you can't have this car, it's nicked.
We stopped talking about cars, otherwise we could go on about this forever.
It is our show, after all.
Yeah. Linda's on her way. While we're waiting for Linda, why don't you do either a tweet or an email?
Can't I talk about cars? The University of Kent Business School, business soundbites, breaking down barriers, achieve professional success, Kent Law School, in association with Girling's Lawyers. It's a free to attend at the Sibson Building on the Canterbury campus, and it's on September the 26th, listener, at 5 o'clock to 8:30. And the details are all on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. If you put a little /, and a KBS, you'll find it. That's Kent Business School KBS. And also, you can learn, while we're talking about law, you can lunch and learn with Orchard Employment Law and Hawksafe. So this is on Wednesday the 18th of September at 12 till 2. And it's at Caseford in Cobdown, which is near Aylesford.
It is.
How good is my geography?
You don't know where Aylesford is, though.
Well, I don't know where Cobdown is either.
No.
It's written, though, so I feel
it's on the outskirts of Maidstone.
It's written here. It must be true.
Yeah.
Are you prepared, they ask, for changes in law, which will take place next year? And do you know how to conduct a risk assessment? So if you're taking a catalytic converter from your car, how risky is that? The seminar, we'll ask Lorraine later. This seminar will improve your knowledge, and she'll have to text her brother and her dad. This seminar will improve your knowledge of employment law and health and safety so that you can manage staff more confidently and effectively. Lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Employment Law Specialist is also a trainer and a public speaker, and she's joined together for this lunch. It's called a Lunch and Learn event. I love that name. And she's going to be helping local business owners and managers with these important topics. So there'll also be Andy Hayes, who's health and safety consultant, and he's CITB accredited trainer. And he'll be talking about risk assessments and why we would need them. And they'll also be looking at the law and what it requires you to do with respect to risk assessments. And how do you know what your business needs to do? So it's £32 and you can go on to Eventbrite, Lunch and Learn Employment Law. And you can also contact Gemma Fairclough-Haynes. You'll find her on the Twitter and all details on Kent Business Radio, no doubt.
Yep, thank you. I've had a tweet from the lovely Deborah Turner, and she says, Vanilla Webb, please can we have a Business Bunker shout-out on the show for Breakthrough Women in Business in association with the Federation of Small Business Kent and Sweena BTG. I don't know Sweena, but that's Sweena BTG. It's on the 17th of September, and you can book through Eventbrite at eventbrite.co.uk/breakthrough. I happen to know, I don't know why I know, but I happen to know that it's actually taking place at the Orangery at Turkey Mill and Maidstone, which is an exquisite venue.
It is, it's a lovely venue.
And at that venue was the first time I met Boris Johnson.
Really?
Yeah.
You met him there?
I met Boris Johnson at the Orangery at Turkey Mill about 30 years ago.
What was he doing?
Bouncing.
Bouncing?
Well, Boris bounces, that's what he does.
What was he working as in those days?
Was he an MP? I think he was. No, he may not even have been an MP then.
Imagine you two in a room together.
Yeah, no, he was a journalist. Yeah. Okay. I can't even remember what the event was I was at, and he was at, you know, he was one of the speakers, and I was one of the speakers, and that's kind of how we first met. I've met him a couple of times since then. Not recently, though.
I'm actually thinking bring back Theresa May.
What would you ask him if you met him today?
Good question.
What would I ask him? How confident he is that he's going to do what he thinks he's going to do, I suppose, is the question of the moment. We live in interesting times, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do. There's another email we've been sent on the Business Bunker, which is from the Kenwood Trust. Mm-hmm. And they say, join us for Kenwood Trust James Bond themed fireworks spectacular.
All the fireworks. I know it's a couple of months off, but you've got to get in there now because there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, tickets. It's Thursday the 7th of November. It's at 4:30 to 8:30. The gates open at 4:30. Fireworks start at 7:30 and the event will finish at 8:30. And it's at Kenwood Place, Kenwood Road in Yalding. Beautiful Yalding. Mm. The sat-nav, if you want it, is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 18, 6, A, H for Harry.
Her phonetic alphabets to behold. She makes it up as she goes along. Yeah, she goes P for pterodactyl.
One of our listeners sent me the actual proper about that.
But you can be bothered to learn it, could you?
I never read it. It was nice of her. I kept the paper.
A for airy.
We've got a free reverse VAT crunch time brunch. I do love a brunch. I'm a fan of a brunch. We're really excited, they say, to announce our reverse VAT crunch time brunch on Wednesday the 4th of September at London Golf Club. And this is from oasystems.co.uk.
So Oasis.
Oasis. You can find them on o-a-sys.co.uk. The big concept, they say, behind the free event is to bring together those in building and construction sectors who are worried about the implications of reverse charge VAT, which is coming into effect within the construction industry on the 1st of October this year. Such a large and sudden change is legalisation bound, is bound to have an impact on things like cash flow and everyday accounting practices. So understandably, there'll be a lot of people in the industry who are panicked and unsure about how to move forward. So that this is why, they say, we'll be breaking down the big issues and concerns around the topic with experts in construction and software solutions. And the event is free to attend and will include talks from industry specialists, a Q&A session, an interactive quiz, a free brunch, and a great opportunity for B2B networking. And all details will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. The FSB South East have a Women in Business brunch too at Northfleet. On the 5th of September, that's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the guest speaker is, Amanda Flanders.
All right. You know her quite well.
I know her reasonably well, yeah. She's the CEO of Avexio, and the event is being hosted by Sue Hainsby. And if you want to go along, it's an FSB Kent event, so you can either book it through the FSB Kent Federation of Small Business website or eventbrite.co.uk/Women in Business Brunch Northfleet. So that's Thursday, 5th of September. Doesn't say what time, but it's a brunch, so it must be kind of lunchtime, I would have thought.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Well, it can't be much earlier, because I know I'm not doing the school run on Thursday.
The King's Summit Business Scale-Up Conference is Thursday the 10th of October. It's 8 till 4 at the Kent County Cricket Ground. couldn't believe how they've built on the Kent County brick and houses all around it.
Yeah.
I drove by the other day and I was flabbergasted. In partnership, and there's the Sainsbury's on there as well. They're building on all our green spaces. Sorry, I'm ranting, Lorraine. In partnership with Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce and ICCC, who is ICCC? Do you know? Paul?
Go on.
You can think about it.
No. The ICCC?
Yeah, we'll work it out. It's sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HRGO Recruitment. And they're asking if you're looking to scale up your business but not sure where to start, would you like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than a year? Yes, we say. Then this event is for you. It's a full-day conference that will empower you with the knowledge, tools and strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. Come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses to a whole new level and who understand the challenges of growing a business and who can provide you with real and honest insights. So they're going to be hearing from Simon Teague. He's the author and co-director of New Level Results and co-founder of the King's Summit. Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, managing director of Orchard Employment Law. Stuart Goodwin, who's dynamic communication coach and public speaker. Julia Bernard Thomas, she is business sales coach. King James, I love that name.
I've read his book.
Whose book?
King James.
Oh.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
The King James Bible.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good joke.
It comes to something when you have to start explaining your jokes, doesn't it?
I know. I've had lunch yet. I've only had a smoothie for breakfast.
She's only had a couple of bottles of Prosecco today. She's not warmed up yet.
Two or three celery sticks and a bit of cacao. So King James, I love his name, apart from writing a Bible, is a founder of the King's Summit and he's a pastor of the Favour House Church.
I like pastor.
So he could have written the Bible. He's a pastor.
That was the whole point of my joke. I mean,
I hadn't read that bit. I didn't know he was a pastor. Now I get your joke.
Yeah.
You were ahead of me. You wrote this, that's why. Ruth Whitaker, she's the CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship UK. And all details are on the kingssummit.co.uk. And there are early bird tickets available.
Right. Do you know?
Tunage?
It's time for some cheesy tunage.
Yeah.
And this is, I'll pick this because I was being lazy, really.
Is it about cars?
Well, of course, yeah.
Is it little red Corvette?
No.
Is it the cars? Who's going to drive you home?
Of course it is.
Wrong, but who's gonna? Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
My Careers Options gives real career choices for your child's brighter future. Through simple, fun questions and puzzles, your child will discover careers they can do, want to do, and which suit who they are. My Careers Options unique careers report also supports the school to help your child make informed decisions about their future education and careers choices. 50% off today with code BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk. That's BBUNKER50 at mycareersoptions.co.uk.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on bizradio.co.uk in association with channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 3rd of September with me, Paul Andrews, and my stonkingly gorgeous co-host, the lovely Jill Serkin. Now, at this stage in the show, we would be talking to our first guest.
Oh, she's not here.
But she's not here yet. No. She's stuck in traffic on the way here. So we'll try and wobble our way through it. We've got a fabulous guest to talk to in the second half of the show who is here, and we're really looking forward to talking to Lorraine in the second half of the show.
And I could talk to you about Catholic literature.
You could, but I don't want you to. What I prefer you to do is to read some of the tweets.
Shall I read a tweet? We've had one from the Tech Expo.
Yep.
Tech Expo UK on the Twitter. And they say, hello, Business Bunker, using the hashtag. So very good. BBunker is the hashtag if you want us to read you. Hello, Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. With just 24 days until the inaugural Tech Expo, we are very excited to announce that the Kent Online have partnered with us as media sponsors. It's free to attend, and it's techexpouk.com.
Cool. So that's KM Media Group that have they partner with. Fantastic.
We love the KM because we don't have really the Whitstable Times anymore, and Kent that paper sort of went defunct all online, I think.
No. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to the Tech Expo. It's going to be good.
You'll be there.
I am. I'm emceeing some of the workshops.
Are you?
Yes, indeed. And there's a great lineup. It's all free to go to. There's a great lineup of both speakers, and there's also some roundtables and workshops.
Brilliant.
We've got an email about it. We'll read it later.
Where is it?
It's at the Kent Events Centre, the agricultural ground at Detling.
Where they have the Kent show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good venue.
Yeah.
Hello from Diamond Circle Weddings. And they say, hello, Business Bunker, using the BBunker hashtag. Holly and myself are exhibiting at the Howfield Manor in Chartham, another lovely venue, 10 a.m. to 2:30 this Sunday. Please come along, they say, and see our 5-foot-tall love letters and have a chat to see how we can help you. Thanks, Vanilla Web, and hope your assistant bird on the bike is back.
She's back next Tuesday. Yeah.
She's back.
I just want to say, Paul Manville, who's one half of Polly and Paul behind DC Weddings, I believe tonight, I think, I might have got this wrong, but I think it's his first show on Academy FM tonight. He's doing the Drive Time show.
Okay.
So whenever you're starting, anyway, Paul, wishing you much luck, and I hope it goes really well for you, and we'll all have a tune in and have a listen.
And Alison Palmer of FSB Kent, you can follow her on Twitter at FSB Kent, says, if you can make it, please do book. So they're talking about the Skills 3030 on the 25th of September in Tunbridge. And you can go on to Kent Business Radio to find out about that, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
It's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30_30.
And the lovely Michael Park Surveyors say hello, Vanilla Web. Please give us a shout out. Makes our Tuesday cheerful. The Michael Parks team, and they are commercial property specialists for London and the South East.
And they're based in Rochester.
Brilliant.
So fantastic.
Romney Resource say hello, and they say, do you wish to help make a difference in people's lives? The Romney Resource Centre is looking for volunteers to help across all aspects of the organisation. And you can find out more by contacting Romney Resource on the Twitter. That's just Romney Resource, and you will find them there. And see if you can give them a few hours. I'll retweet that as well.
Okay. I'll tell you what, as Linda's still not here and she's still stuck in traffic.
Talk to Lorraine.
Shall we talk to Lorraine? Are you okay with that, Lorraine?
Well, I don't know if I'm ready. Oh, you said second half.
I know. Okay, You're going to tell us off now because we're not ready.
What's your star sign?
Capricorn.
There you are. She can sort. The Capricorn can do anything.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Go on then.
She's ready.
I'm Pyrex.
He's a Leo.
I'm Pyrex. I'm a test tube baby.
I'm a Gemini. But Capricorn, very solid. Good sign there.
And just at that moment, look who turned up. We were just about to abandon you, and go with Lorraine. But now we don't need to.
Agost, who got here on time?
Yeah. Who was here when we started, Linda? We'll let you get a breath, and because you've obviously run up the stairs. And we'll do a couple more emails and then we'll talk to you in a minute, yeah?
We've had a lovely tweet from carsfromkent.com. You can find them again on the Twitter, and they are carsfromkent. And there is a lovely picture here. I'll show you in a minute, Lorraine. They say, a shout out, please. Buy or sell your car locally on Cars from Kent. Jules, this week's star car is a Porsche Boxster and it's bloody lovely. I want it immediately. Look at that, Lorraine.
That's a smart looking car.
Yeah, that is. Mm. Maybe I'll have to buy it.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. Thank you there. Maybe I get a discount. I'll have to ask. And Jobs in Kent also, shout out, please, they say, using the BBunker hashtag, for Jobs in Kent, the Careers Fair. It's at the Pentagon Centre with JCP in Kent and Medway _ Council. This is on the 19th of September and it's free to attend, and all the details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with a little /Pentagon. Thank you. I just want to dream about that Porsche book.
It's I just saw the picture of it on there. It's an old model Porsche Boxster.
Yeah.
Because the current one is a 718 or 781. But the older versions are fabulous cars. They are really fabulous cars. And you can pick up a reasonable mileage Boxster for peanuts.
What, $5,000, $6,000?
$5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a car with 60, 70,000 miles on the clock that will go on forever. Mm. And they're really nice.
Because they're built, well, Lorraine knows, they're just built. I love old cars, though.
Yeah.
I love the shapes.
Yeah, well, you have to watch it with Porsches because some of the older ones are more expensive than the new ones.
Yeah.
I just saw, actually, a 1968 Porsche Targa Turbo just got sold at auction for 595,000 quid. Yeah.
Wow. What did it cost new? Probably six.
New, they were $15,000.
Yeah. That is a beautiful-looking car, though.
Yeah.
Who else has come? Oh, Jobs in Kent. Did I tell? Did I?
You just did that one.
I did that one. Sorry about that.
About 30 seconds ago.
Paul Andrews.
She's got the memory of a gnat, hasn't she? Yeah.
Well, you know, I need my...
That's me. I'm Paul Andrews.
Paul Andrews.
What have I tweeted?
No, nothing. Nothing to say there. Lisa Settle, the lovely Lisa M. Settle, has tweeted in as well. Hello from Telcare. They're there working away in their office. And... Tracy Ferguson has just popped up. Hello. She's at Tazy64. And she says, hello. Hope you're having a great business bunker. We're using the BBunker hashtag. And I'm looking forward to listening later. I know jobsinkent.com will have asked for a shout out and for the careers fair at the Pentagon Centre. Do you see what she's doing there?
Yeah. Reinforcing it.
Yeah. So the careers
top marketing.
Fair, yeah. Pentagon Centre in Chatham on the 19th of September. It's in partnership with JCP Kent and Medway Council, and it will be a great event. I know, I just read this out, Casey.
I've had a tweet from Phil Wilson, who just says he's having a day off, so he'll listen later.
Well, who can blame him?
But I happen to know that it's Phil's birthday on Friday.
Oh.
For those who don't know, Phil's a drummer. He is currently the drummer with Mud, for those of you of an age that remember
right,
the old...
That's right,
yeah, that's
right,
it, you
that's
got it.
Right,
yeah,
really love your tiger feet.
Yeah.
I can even do the dance.
I saw.
That's, I can see
Phil,
it.
Phil, you've got one fan left alive.
he's the drummer.
He's the drummer from Mud, yeah.
And there was also, it'll be lonely.
Yeah, that's
Christmas.
It. Yeah,
but he sounded like Elvis.
Yeah.
An English Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. He's a drummer, and he's a percussionist, and he teaches drums, and he's a fabulous guy, and we love him to bits. And I just want to wish him a happy 60th birthday for this Friday.
Wow, is that old? He's only 60.
Yeah, yeah. So happy birthday, Phil, and enjoy your day off, mate. Yeah.
Well, he'll probably be drumming and...
Well, he's been very busy. He does a lot of sessions work, and he drums for a lot of other bands as well. He's always on the road doing something somewhere with somebody that you once heard of many years ago, bless him. And he's been very busy for the last couple of months, almost permanently on the road. So he deserves a day off.
I missed Mungo Jerry recently. They played in Faversham, and I would love to have seen. Apparently, they were fabulous. It's a great. That's my, sort of childhood track. Is it yours?
Welcome to the OAP music show.
But I expect
we're after a gig on Saga Radio. You know this.
It sounds like it.
But I bet that Phil will be drumming up something to do on his birthday, don't you?
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be bashing the cymbals somewhere. Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
Are we talking to Linda now or not?
No, do you know what?
She stopped puffing.
No, do you know what? I can't be bothered now. I don't.
We waited. The moment's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. I've just lost the flow of it. And I think, do you know what? No, it's not worth it.
I was really looking forward to it.
Oh, well, me too. I wanted to really find out about my zones.
About 10 past.
I lost the will. So we'll give it a swerve this week. Yeah.
But she has stopped puffing.
Yeah, has she?
Yeah.
She's had a fag and she's all right now.
That's a good song as well. All Right Now by Free.
Exactly, I remember that. Yeah,
I was going to play that on my show this morning. The Superior Show.
All Right Now.
Yeah.
it's All Right Now. It's the best track ever for air guitar.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she said, "Look, what's your game, baby?"
Anyway, listen.
Shall we talk to her?
Enough of all of that nonsense.
She has come in from Maidstone.
Maidstone.
Yeah. Do you know where I came from this morning?
Where?
Whitstable, and I got here on time.
Oh, yeah. Well done, you.
I left home at 8:30, actually, to be on the Scoff and Quaff show.
Do you think...
And I walked the dog, made the dog's... dog had to have poached chicken and rice because she's got a bad tummy with live yogurt.
Aww.
Did all that, Linda, before I got here on time.
I was up at 5:30. I was up at 5:00. Meeting at 5:30. Another one at 10:30 who came late. Hence, I'm sorry, listeners.
Anyway, enough of that.
She's genuinely sorry.
She is. Yeah, well, she is now because we've all had a go at her.
Except Lorraine. She did, though.
No, but
I'm on your side.
Yeah, but she's having a go at you in a minute.
You don't know what she said before. She was saying...
We were literally as you arrived, we were just about to introduce Lorraine because I told her she was going to be in the second half of the show.
Oh.
And just as you arrived, I said to Lorraine, "You're going to have to go on now." And she went, "Well, my contract says second half of the show."
It's like when the people are going to be listening to me.
Anyway, we're going to run out of time if we're not careful. So let's hear from Linda. Linda, thank you so much for joining us. Eventually,
you're welcome.
It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thank you.
And we know you've been working hard on your new venture, My Zones, and you're at a point, aren't you?
Yes.
You're at a point. Why don't you start off by telling the listener what My Zones is all about and then where you've got to with it and what's happening next?
Okay, so My Zones is an evolution of social media in the way that most social media platforms are aimed at the individual and My Zones is aimed at businesses. Mm-hmm. And rather than having to constantly post information, they can put information up on the My Zones platform and it will always be there. The other thing about the My Zones platform is that whereas you maybe have one page on a social, one business page, on My Zones, what you can do is you can break your business down. So say you've got an amazing Porsche and you're a garage, you've got an amazing Porsche and you want to highlight that Porsche, you can build yourself a landing page that's just talking about that particular Porsche, which will obviously enhance your SEO, get you higher up on the Google search rankings, has genuine bank links to your website and all your other social media.
So let's understand that. So if I've got, we'll take a garage, it's kind of relevant, and we've been talking about cars all morning. Mm-hmm. If I've got a car that's still got a catalytic converter left, that's an in-joke from earlier on, sorry.
Right.
So if I've got a garage and maybe I do two things, maybe I sell cars second-hand cars, and I also service and MOT cars. So if I was a member of My Zones, I could have multiple pages for each of those different categories. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. If you just sold cars, for example, and you sold different types of cars, you could have a page for each type of car that you've got on your forecourt.
So like BMW, Merc, Audi, Porsche.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's all for the same price. But if we have got a client at the moment, he does bodywork and he does MOTs. And he'll do things like catalytic converters. So what he does is each page will be specific to what it is that he's doing.
Right.
And then what it does is, obviously, keywords is the whole point of Google.
Yeah.
It gets him higher up on the search engine, so more people are more likely to find him through the MyZones website.
Okay, so this is it's a promotional platform for business organisations, not just businesses, yeah?
Yes, it's free for charities, schools and councils.
Right.
So they can promote their events and goods and services on there. And businesses, the way that the charities can earn a residual income is through the businesses that they recommend to go on there. Anyone who goes on there, they then earn a residual income from them.
So that's a kind of bit like BNI or something like that type of thing where you recommend another business?
Yes, yeah. So, but what happens is that say you recommended somebody, they would be in your team. So you would know, like, and trust them before you did recommend
right, so,
them to come in your
so
team.
So if I was a member, which I am.
Yes, you are, yeah.
If I was a member and I wanted Jules to be a member, then what I'd do is I'd say, Jules, you need to be a member of this.
Mm-hmm.
We get her signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then how does that work then from me and her, if you see what I mean?
So if Jules was paying, then what would happen is that...
Oh, she's paying all right.
Yeah,
don't
you
worry.
He forced me, you know, there'd be no choice.
I did her a special deal and doubled the price.
So it's £40 per month. So what would happen is that Jules would be paying her £40 per month and you would actually receive 15% of that £40 that she's paying all the times that she's a member.
Right.
Now, so that's £6 per month.
Yeah.
So if Jules then went and recommended it to 100 people that she knows, likes and trusts, like markets, food people, then she would basically be earning £6 commission on each of those 100 people.
So basically, if I recommended 7 people, I'd be paying my...
You'd be covering, you'd be getting
I'd be
42,
covering my costs. Yeah,
you'd be getting £42 from us and you'd be paying £40.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a no-brainer.
I'll be £2 in.
You would be £2
out. I could retire on that.
Which means you could almost buy me a bottle of Carver, perhaps.
For £2?
Yeah.
Not the Porsche, though, Jules.
No.
Get him to sign up maybe 1,000 and then it'll get to the Porsche.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got this double edge to it then. As a member, you can promote what you do, but you can also, by recommending other people, generate some money.
Generate a residual income. Really, it's I've created it so that it is a win-win situation for everybody who's involved.
Yeah.
So businesses can go on there, promote their business. If they recommend it to 7 other businesses, then it basically wipes out what they're paying. So they're getting that promotional tool for nothing.
Yeah.
And then the businesses that they recommend it to can actually replicate that and have exactly the same thing.
Mm.
But the great thing is that what I'm trying to do is sign up as many charities on the top levels as I can. So it's the charities that are all actually benefiting from. Because I've said to the charities, if you go sort of wide with, you know, ask lots of businesses to join, then you'll be getting £6 back for all of those businesses.
Yeah.
And, of course, the schools. I mean, schools, you know, they're always trying to find money to buy books and they do school fetes and all those sort of things. So this will help them.
I like it because a lot of people try and sign up for, like, network marketing schemes and stuff like that appear to sound the same, but they're not because it all the money goes to the top.
Yeah.
Whereas this is horizontal, isn't it?
Horizontal. It's like a linear referral. The great thing with it is as well is it's not the sort of thing where you'd go and you'd say to your mum and your sister and your brother and your kids, you know, quick, sign up because it means I'm going to earn another tenner a month. Basically, if you want to save money on it, you go in and you'd buy it for your kids.
Yeah.
So if you wanted your children to have something or your girlfriend or whoever to have something, you go in and you just buy it for them.
Mm.
And, you know, because you're a member, you can do that. So it doesn't mean signing up all the family, you know, your dog and everybody else so that you earn more money.
Yep.
It's just a case of going out to people that you like and you want on the business and you know can do a good service for the other people on there.
Yeah.
We don't want people who are on there who are literally on there to just make money and sign up rubbish companies.
Sure. Yeah.
We want genuine companies on there that do a good service and want to then provide that service through others to the people they know.
Mm. I got a mate that did a degree in Egyptology.
All right.
And he couldn't get a job at all. So he was saying to me that he was going to go back to university and spend more money to get a PhD so he could teach other people Egyptology. And I said, don't do that, mate. It's a pyramid scheme.
I just knew that was coming. You can see a mile off.
The old ones are the oldest, aren't they?
Yeah. They are. I mean, we have had people turn around and say that because as soon as you talk about commission, people automatically think it's that.
Well, that's why I made the distinction between network marketing and what you're doing, because network marketing is a pyramid.
It is.
And what you're doing isn't. It's flat. Yeah.
I mean, I actually did look at someone who does that, and they get as little as 3p a month from some of their people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. And, growing up, bringing up children on my own, I've been involved in a lot of these things, so I've seen how they work. I've invested in a lot of them as well.
Mm.
And quite recently, as 2 years ago, I actually got involved in one. It cost me an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
And I've had absolutely nothing back from it. And I know that it's still very active in this county at the moment.
The... talking about those kind of network marketing schemes, the data is there for all to see, but people do still fall for it all the time. The average earnings of someone that works full time, at least 40 hours a week on a network marketing scheme is $4,000. And when you take out what you have to put in the first place, it means their earnings are about £300 a year. And it's just ridiculous. But people keep on doing it and keep on doing it. But this isn't like that at all. And that's what I like, because it's just a flat scheme. There's no other people in the hierarchy. You're not splitting commissions as you move it down. It is what it is. Yeah.
Basically, the thing is that for everyone involved, it is a win-win situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the businesses that get involved are winning.
Mm.
The people that get involved are winning because they're getting the discounts from the businesses. And some of the businesses that are on there don't offer discounts through any other platform at all. Mm. So we've got carpet fitters on there. We've got builders on there.
Yeah.
We've got, I don't know if you've had Peter Wapshot on from Barbed Wire Tours.
Right, okay.
But we've got people on there who are offering added value. So what Peter is offering is for somebody who goes on a barbed wire tour holiday, he's saying, right, what I'll do is I'll research your family name. So he researched the name Cloak.
Right.
And he found that 20 of my relatives died at the Battle of the Somme. Amazing number of people,
actually. Oh, my
goodness. So 20 of them died.
they had a fight in a pub beforehand.
Yeah, they're all Irish.
Yeah.
But what he did was he showed me where they were from. So some were from Cornwall. Apparently there's a lot of cloaks in Cornwall. But there was one name that stood out because I know my family...
Poldock wears one, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He wears a cloak.
I know my family come from the Folkestone area. So I knew which one it was. And he said to me, do you know which regiment he was in? I knew he was in the Queen's. So he said, I can tell you within 20 feet where he fell and died.
Wow.
God.
Which I think is really powerful, and that's what a lot of people want. So it's not just about discounts, it's also about added value.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of businesses out there, they offer added value.
Yeah.
They don't want to offer a discount.
Yeah.
They just want to offer that added value.
Mm.
And that, so, it gives them the opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So that's what My Zones is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comprehensive website.
It is.
Where are we? Because getting these things off the ground is not easy, is it? There's a lot of work. It makes you late for all kinds of things because you get bogged down in doing stuff. We're not going to let you off of this, Linda. You realise that?
Well, so, okay, we went live with it on Friday.
Right.
There's definitely some hiccups. If you look and read some of the text, it's still Latin.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Ipsum lorem and all that. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But what we're doing at the moment is obviously trying the businesses that we've got on there. We're trying to get all of their offers up on the site, trying to get all the businesses signed up, build their profile pages. And then those first businesses that are on there are really going to win out because obviously they're going to be the top ones for the search engine optimization and everything. We've actually had a company in Dartford, a marketing company, offer to do free SEO for the top type of companies that actually once I get six of one type of company on there, so say it's, I know, plumbers, plasterers, whatever, they'll do SEO completely free of charge for us to show the power of how great the keywords are going to be working. So, yeah, really exciting.
Cool, good. So if people want to sign up for it, what have they got to do?
So at the moment, businesses can either sign up online, but I would suggest probably with the website being in beta mode as it is in the moment, the best thing to do is to just call the office, which is 01622 726 716.
So that's Maidstone, 01622...
726 716.
726 716.
Yes.
So do give them a call. Give us the website address anyway, because obviously people are going to want to see it when it's ready.
Okay, so the website is www.myzones, that's MIZONES.com.
Fantastic. And you can follow My Zones and Linda on Twitter.
Yes.
My...
My underscore zones,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
MI, that is. Give them a follow. Have a look at it. See what's going on.
We've got a lot going on, actually, on YouTube, and that's My Zones Lifestyle. We've got loads of videos, and that's
I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
In the last couple of minutes before we go for the break to the newsroom, you've been doing a lot of video stuff as well. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with that.
So the website gives you the ability to be able to put a video up about your business. So everyone, in addition to the pages that give that keyword rich, everyone gets an overview page.
Right.
So, for example, for a garage, you would have an overview page giving people an idea of the types of cars you would sell.
Mm.
And then the office pages would be independent pages on each type of car that you sell.
Yeah.
That's the best way of describing it. On the overview page, everyone has the ability to have a video, and that video describes their business. So they get like a 60-second shot at describing their business and giving people the details of what they do.
And you organise that with them?
We organise that with them. We're charging £75 for that video to be filmed, and that's in the business terrace in Maidstone.
Right.
But what people who've joined early, again, the early adopters, are getting an awful lot of social media coverage. So we're putting it on YouTube.
Yep.
It's going out on all social media channels. It's being shared.
I've seen some of the videos. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's being shared by an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
And so they're really getting an awful lot of social media for the initial price of it's just £200 for the first year to join. Bit of a no-brainer for most businesses.
Yep.
So that £200 gives them all the social media coverage we're getting, plus a full year of My Zones. I know it's live now, guys, but when it's actually properly live, it'll be a year from then. So that £200 gives them a lot for their money.
And then if you want a video, it's £75 to have the video done.
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic. And you've been doing the videos in association with Gareth, is that right?
Yeah, Gareth Bell, Play Mountain, yeah, yes. Yeah.
So... So there's loads of things going on with it, and there's lots of things happening, and it's all quite exciting.
It is, great.
And you're kind of
I know.
Working yourself to a frazzle here.
I know. And would you believe I'm actually booked to go on holiday on the 14th of September? And
you're
I'm,
having a laugh.
I know.
You're having a laugh. Where do you think you were going?
Well, my friend Jane booked about 18 months ago a holiday for us to go to Turkey. I think she'll kill me if I say, I'm sorry, I can't go. Do you fancy going, Jules, in my place?
I'd love to go.
Two weeks in Turkey.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I can speak Turkish. Eshak.
Yeah.
Fluent I am.
Eshak.
Eshak, yeah.
You know what Eshak is?
No.
It's donkey.
I don't know if that'll do you any good with it.
It doesn't get you very far, does it?
It gets her places. It gets her, you go, Eshak! And it goes when a donkey turns up and takes her somewhere.
Turkish food, fabulous.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm there. I mean, you're mad if you don't go. Can't you do a bit of work remotely?
Well, I can do a lot of work remotely, but, you know, with all the stuff that's being done on the website, a lot of it is phone calls to the web developers. Yeah. And
have you heard of WhatsApp? That's very useful. You can do that on a Turkish beach while you're having a little bit of meze and
calling
your donkey.
Yeah, what will I actually be saying? That's the problem, though. Jane and I do like a little bit of wine.
So when is this?
We actually leave on the 13th of this month, September, and come back on the 24th.
Ten days.
Yeah.
Nice one. Look, Linda, we wish you much luck with My Sons.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be big. It's going to be good. You're going to have to come back from Turkey.
Can I just say we've got some amazing charities on board already. Mm. We've already got Diagrama.
Right.
We've got Heart of Kent Hospice.
Right.
Wisdom Hospice. We've got... there's five. So there's five big charities. Beams over in Dartford.
Right.
As well, so we've got charities already on board, so for people who are coming on board, they can choose one of those charities or get another one involved.
And you did say it was free for charities, is that right?
Absolutely free for charities.
Yeah, so if you run a charity, get on there. I have a word with, I'm a trustee, Kenwood Trust, so we'll get on there.
Yeah, absolutely, because they benefit, the early adopters, as I say, are really benefiting so much from this.
Yeah. Fantastic. Linda, wish you much luck with that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, but we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom now. What do you reckon?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, Prince Harry's getting some stick again.
He is.
On the Hour, Channel Radio News Update.
Opposition MPs are going to try to block a no-deal Brexit.